How did you first get involved in becoming a volunteer?
Well, when we moved here in 1991, we moved from Osgoode, Ontario, where we had a little flower shop that we ran out of our house. So we moved our flower shop to Gananoque. This is where Maureen is from. And when we were in Osgoode, we were associated with one of the nursing homes there, and we provided flowers from time to time to them. And we thought we wanted to do the same thing when we came to town here. So we got to know Carveth, that was the local one, and what I did was I wasn't always able to come in and do a program with the residents, but we were able to supply flowers for their tables. So we're doing that at the beginning. I think we're doing it about once a month. So it wasn't a big effort on our part, but it was something that sort of improved the lives of the people who lived there.
Oh, that's always a kind gesture for sure. And, you know, a lot of people feel the need to give back to the community, to give back to the ones that helped them along the way, too. Why do you feel it's important to give back?
Well, with us, because we came, well, my wife Maureen came from here. Maureen came from Gananoque, but I came from the Ottawa area, so all of my family was up there. And I just felt, you know, if you can't help the people that are close to you, at least there's someone around that you can help. So I felt it was important to help the seniors in this area.
And, you know, accomplishments for being a volunteer, they can come in a plaque with your name on the wall or something like that. Or they could just come by putting a smile on somebody's face. What do you think has been your biggest accomplishment so far?
Well, really, I think the most important thing is when I can convince someone else to come and help volunteer, because I feel that even before before COVID, Carveth could always use more volunteers. And since COVID, of course, has been there have been less volunteers and less things that we can do. But I think that's the most important thing, is to be able to bring more people in. And we just do simple things. We help once a week in the dining room. There's always someone who needs help with their meals, and that's quite a simple thing to do once a week. And we like to help. There's entertainment every now and then there, probably three times a month, and they always need someone to porter their residence around. And that's another job. You don't have to have a lot of responsibility. You don't have to think of it that way. You can just think of it as coming in and spending an hour doing some little thing. Even this week, yesterday, they have a walking program. So the walking program happens twice a month. And if they don't have volunteers to help with the walking program, two staff can only take one wheelchair each to go outside and even just to walk around the block or around the building. And so if there's 100 residents, and that was with one volunteer and two staff, so how long would it take to do 100 residents? You know, it's going to take them half the summer to do that. But if there were, I don't know, three volunteers who wanted to come and help, they could rotate through that residence a lot faster, and people would have more opportunity to get outside, get some fresh air.
Finally, in closing, how much fun do you have as a volunteer?
Oh, I enjoy it a lot. My wife enjoys it a lot, too. There's always some interaction that happens that's, you know, sometimes it's something that you would never see at home, and sometimes it's just appreciation. For instance, when we're at the dining room on Tuesdays, there's never a Tuesday that goes by that at least three staff people don't tell us how much they appreciate the fact that we spent our hour there helping with the meals. Because the dining room I'm in, I would say on a good day when the staff is all there, there might be three staff helping. And I volunteer, my wife volunteers, and sometimes there's one or two family members that help out with their own family member. But I would say out of the probably 40 people that are in that dining room, 30 of them need help with their meals.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you very much for doing this for us, and thanks for being part of Volunteer Appreciation Day.
Well, that's my pleasure.
Thanks, Cliff.